Richard, tell me what made you step out of retirement into the Palmerston Oral Health Project, where you do this really important work?
It came about through people I know. I know the CEO of Palmerston, Emma Jarvis, and she initially contacted me because she had a vision of the people that are in Palmerston care of having this advantage. And we, a year or so before we started, we looked into it and the facilities were not there, the people were not there, and it was hard to get going. So when I retired, I said to Emma, "I'm retired now, so there's a dentist available.
I've got the time." And we should explain that Palmerston provides alcohol and drug rehabilitation services.
Yes,
so you go in there. Tell me about the project and then work with people. Particularly, my understanding is methamphetamine can have a really negative impact on your teeth.
It can. It is acidic by itself, and your teeth don't like acids. And we get a lot of decay, particularly up around the gum level of the teeth, that can chew right through the teeth and really have devastating effect. It is often it's very difficult to save what's left, and most of the addictive drugs do have effects one way or the other, decaying or with ecstasy, you're grinding your teeth, and you can grind right through your teeth.
So you're seeing patients who have, you know, they've made really positive moves in their life. They've recognized they have an issue with drugs. They're recovering addicts, but they have got teeth that are just, as we said, it impacts their self-esteem. And then also you mentioned gum health.
Yeah.
That can also impact heart health.
Exactly. We're seeing people that are partway through a residential recovery program, and a lot of them have reasonable teeth, but a lot of them have a smile that they're embarrassed about. A lot of them have been, particularly if they'd been to prison, have teeth missing due to violence, and they just can't even walk into a shop without showing their smile. And so to part of the recovery, part of the re-establishment of yourself is really being able to look at someone and talk to them without going, "Oh my golly."
Without feeling ashamed.
Here. Yeah. So it's part of that recovery. It sounds like it's just for important things like job interviews, but it's really for living your life and walking down the street adequately.
Tell me about some of the reactions that you've had from your patients when you have restored their smile. That's a way of putting it.
Yeah. One of the gorgeous things I've done over my years in dentistry is learn how to get front teeth looking nice with a nice piece of dental material. And it's rather fun because you accomplish something when you do it, but when you see the people smile afterwards and change, when you see people that have come in with no teeth at all for years and then they walk out with a smile. We had a particular week just recently where we had three or four come. I go back a step. They all come in together as a group. So you see the first one and it follows through. And so it had been building and building and building. And the last one walked out. He'd come in with two completely black front teeth from decay from meth and two very broken lateral teeth. And we cleaned them up. And when he walked out, building on the others that had already came out, all the group out there cheered. Now, it gives you goosebumps when you can see people change like that. It's what more could you ask from a life of of a professional job than to be able to do that for people.
Richard, is it about the affordability and access, or is it more than that?
Yes, it is part of the affordability and access. And it's also, once your teeth get to that stage, it's about embarrassment going to see a professional for it.
And there's data that supports that. People don't go to the dentist because they have got fear or anxiety around it.
Yes, definitely. They fear they're going to be judged, and they don't want to be. Everyone's judging them anyway. They've got an anxiety about it. It is expensive to go to a private dentist. If you want to go to a government dentist or a university dentist, the wait times are astronomical. So access to dentistry for people like this is really tough.
Do you think there needs to be more access to free dental, particularly for chronic disease?
I think so. It is one of those areas where it is such a life changer to so many people that it would enable them to overcome those chronic disadvantages they have. It would enable them to be able to live well in our society. I think that a lot of our people that we have that are even homeless and who are having trouble with health problems, to be able to get affordable dentistry would be brilliant.
As you say, that the impact that makes to be able to walk into a shop and simply smile without shame.
Yep.
Richard, have you learned anything from your patients doing this kind of work?
Oh, I've learned that they're so much fun. It is such a joy to be with them. I've learned that these people are all making a big step. It's a big personal cost to them to drag themselves out of addiction, alcohol and drugs. It's a live-in residential program, and it's costly personally, the changes are always tough to make, and so these people are putting the big effort in, and gee, if we can make it easier for them, it's just wonderful.
Well, Richard, it sounds like you really are making an impact. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.